Just what you explained, just a spare, just a room.
Okay.
I mean, they don't have a lavatory and a shower?
Well, they have a lavatory, or they have a sink and a toilet.
Yeah.
But they don't have a
tub or a shower?
Yeah. What's the lavatory? What do you call a lavatory?
Lavatory is where you wash your hands.
Okay.
Face and your hair or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, okay.
I call that just another bathroom.
Okay.
A spare bathroom.
Let's see, you told me that you had, in the house that you all had, a wood stove?
A wood stove.
Yeah, how'd you get the air to circulate, or did you? It just went out.
Well, you got a little thing on your pipe.
Uh-huh.
To let the smoke out, and then from the heat, it draws and it keeps the whole house warm.
Yeah. How do you get the air to circulate in this house when you heat it?
Well, you'd have to move the little knobs where there's got some little things there. You move it over and the heat from that fire just comes on out and heats this whole room.
What, from that? From?
No, this is a gas, butane.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about
you
the other.
That?
Uh-uh.
What do you use that?
We use butane out here. We don't use a wood stove out here. That wood stove is just going to go to our other place.
But this is gas.
This is a butane.
Yeah.
This is different from gas.
This is what you use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this will heat up this whole room.
Okay.
And we put this here to keep the little ones from getting in and around, or the fire won't come up.
Yeah. How do you get the air to circulate in the house when you're trying to cool it, when you're trying to air condition?
Close all the doors and the windows, and I try to keep the curtains closed, you know,
yeah.
And I turn the air condition, keep the back doors closed.
Yeah.
So the house will stay cool.
Okay. Do you have a name for a house that has usually 1, 2, 3 rooms just in a straight line, and you can, if you had the front door and the back door open, you can just look straight through?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you have a name for a kind of house that just has 2 rooms like this, and there's a hallway between them, and the hallway's open at both ends? Do you have a name to that?
I don't recall it.
Okay. And there's another kind of small house that has just 2 rooms, and like there's a long hallway, and then there's a big room that opens off like this, and kind of an L shape.
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a building where a lot of families could live?
A duplex or a housing project.
Okay.
Where about 3 or 4 families live in one part of the house?
No, I mean where you have different areas, you know, like...
Oh, a duplex.
Okay, and if... How many...
Our apartment house.
Okay, what's the difference between duplex and apartment house?
Well, I don't think there's any difference. It's just they got so many sections, you know, one big large building.
Mm-hmm.
By 4 families live in one big building, you know.
Yeah, how many live
but
in
it's
a
partition all.
How many live in a duplex?
Oh, it all depends on the size of it.
Uh-huh. You could have 3 or 4 families
mm-hmm.
in a duplex, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in the center of it, it's like a playground, you know.
Yeah.
It's sidewalk all the way around like a square.
Yeah.
And right in the middle is grass, or they have trees, or whatever they want.
What would you call, what's a tenement?
A tenement's a big building.
Uh-huh. For what?
A big, large building for families.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between that and an apartment?
Well, a tenement, it don't have no where you can look out and see a tree or anything. It's just a big, huge building, and a lot of families live in it. It's a horse. In case of a fire, you'd be heck getting out of there.
Uh-huh. An apartment.
An apartment is real nice, and they got steps to go out the back and steps to go out the front.
Yeah. Okay.
So in case of a fire, you can easily get out. This way, you couldn't.
What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building? Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't.
Okay. What would you call them? Oh, it's like an apartment, but instead of renting, you usually own the part of the building that you live in. Do you have a name for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's apartment houses.
Okay. Was that where you own your part, or do you rent?
You rent.
Okay. There's another kind of house that sometimes it's 2 stories, and you share a wall with the next house. You know, they're just all jammed up together. But you know, you have the whole house, but it's just jammed up against the next house, and there's no space between you. What do you call those houses?
Apartment houses.
Okay.